Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Good morning, and welcome to K-Rock, your Klein Alley Show.
What's up, Busaiya?
Yeah, that's right. That's Vanessa right there. We'll introduce everyone quickly if you're new to the show. My name's Klein, that is Alley.
Morning.
Yeah, just heard from Vanessa a moment ago. She speaks many languages and does many impressions and also has quite the singing voice. You've got Postmaster Johnny back there as well, taking the calls at 800-520-1067. Fresh off of his first trip ever to a bar. If you missed it, I recommend you check out the podcast. Goes with the show. Some audio yesterday. His first trip ever to ordering a drink at a bar. And you would think that that is a moment you never forget in your life. But if you're 27 and that's the first time ordering a beer at a bar, you hope it goes well. That was not necessarily the case. Although I think he did accidentally hit on a man.
So yeah, I think he got his number at the end.
Got that man's number. Then you got Jake the Nerd. He's about to be a future bean billionaire.
Oh, yeah, man.
Jake Shack Beans coming soon to a store near you. Just got to go ahead and make a label and figure out a supplier, and then we're off to the races.
Yeah, watch out, Goya.
And move over, Big Bean. We've got Jake. Jake and his cans of Jake Shack Beans coming soon. I eat it.
Are you going to do kidney, black? Are you going to do a mix? What are you going to do, Jake?
I usually get black beans.
Yeah, great. Even better. That is DJ Omar Khan right there, the audio sniper. Mm-hmm. And he will make sure that everything we say is used against us at the most opportune ways. This hour on the show, what is the dumbest thing you ever did while high? We can all do dumb things. You don't have to be high to do dumb things. But it does seem that sometimes you do get so high and then you find yourself doing the dumbest of dumb things, like looking for your phone for hours while using the flashlight on your actual phone.
Yeah, I got lost in a box truck once. I was supposed to go in there and open the back, but I just forgot. And I was just like, I'll just sit here in the front seat. And then people started like knocking on it. And I was a mess.
Lost inside of a box truck.
There's only one direction to go, really.
Yep.
For grabs, we got tickets for you. That's to go. So VIP, 2-day VIP passes, the exclusive K-Rock VIP deck at Cali Vibes. Not as high as we once thought it was, but that's okay. You'll make up for it. That's happening this weekend in Long Beach, and we will get you into that this hour on the show. Also, some bamboozling going on. Summer bamboozle. Scams aplenty. Do not plan any sort of summer travel until you hear what we have to share with you with some bamboozling coming up.
I would have fallen for this one.
And we have nickname drama, and we'll get to that next on K-Rock. One of the greatest things that can happen to you in your life is that you inherit a great nickname. A nickname that is given to you by a friend, a nickname that you earn perhaps because of something that happens when you're drunk in Tijuana. It doesn't necessarily matter how you get the nickname. Usually, it can sometimes form your entire identity. And if the nickname is a good nickname, a cool nickname, you know, that you
can't get away from it.
You can't get away from it.
It becomes your new identity, for sure.
My buddy that overdosed on nitrous oxide in college to the point where he had to go to the hospital, still to this day has the nickname Balloons.
And I don't even the guy who crapped himself.
Oh, that was Davy Gravy. Because he ate too many mushrooms and he crapped himself. And that's not a good... If your name is Dave and you crap yourself, you could end up with the name Davy Gravy. And that is not a great nickname, especially when people say, why do they call you Davy Gravy? And he says, I ate too many mushrooms and I crap my pants.
I think you make up a different story then.
You have to make up a different... You got to be like, oh, dude, Thanksgiving in my place.
I love gravy. Right. I have the best recipe.
But that is one of the most dangerous things that happened. My buddy Molnar has a giant scar on the side of his head, and we call him Mole Scar. And that's not a great nickname to get either.
That's so much worse than his actual last name.
So much worse. So the reality is that if you have a nickname that you earn, you hope it's for a good reason.
Well, my kid already has one, apparently.
And it's not, and this is dangerous three. Because to get a nickname at three.
And this is a nickname that he's been given by his teachers, which I feel like is kind of messed up, don't you? Why are they giving nicknames to the 3-year-olds and then being like, hey, what's up, you know? Like, insert embarrassing nickname here. But you'd be the judge if it's embarrassing.
If I was a teacher of young children, I would definitely give them all nicknames. Maybe not say them out loud, but in my own head, I would have that. Like, they're snotty. It'd be
there's
like,
Davy Gravy. There's the other Davy Gravy.
Yeah, big head. They're slow. You know, Slober. You know, I would have all the names.
Slober? It's Snotface. Get over here.
Yeah, I would, at least in my head.
Oh, wait. You're all Snotface.
That's all of them. It'd be Snotface 1,
Sticky
Snotface
hands.
2.
Yeah.
So how did you find out about the nickname?
So I picked him up from school, and he has a certain outfit that he wants to wear all the time. But in general, he likes to wear, like, I guess, collared shirt. Like, he likes these shirts that are like collared shirts.
Whoa, fancy, so preppy.
I'm not picking them for him. He wants to wear them, and I'm not going to be.
He's three. He's not.
No, I have a bunch of different shirts.
Who's picking them?
No, listen to him.
He will pick it out and say, "I want to wear this one," and he wants to wear it with cowboy boots. He's into these cowboy boots.
Does he just Power Wheels over to Banana Republic and pick them up himself?
No.
How does that work?
Oh no, Klein. I'm a TJ Maxx and Easta.
That's right, but I'm saying you do buy the shirts.
Yes, but I buy those shirts amongst a lot of different types of shirts.
Right, and but he likes the collared shirt look.
Yeah, he just likes it. He just likes the preppy look for some reason. So I pick him up from school.
It's probably all that white people talk
and
on
he's
night
still,
stuff.
He's still wearing it and wearing it with cowboy boots. So I pick him up, and then his teacher goes, oh, you know, Miss Gina in the other class started calling him Myrtle Beach. That's how he's known around here, as Myrtle Beach. And I was like,
Myrtle
what?
Beach.
And they said, yeah. And so now some of the other kids are calling him Myrtle now. And I was like,
Myrtle?
What?
Oh my God.
And I was like, why? And they're like, just because he always looks so like clean cut and like this kind of preppy look.
I don't think
and
anyone
looks
thinks,
like,
Allie, you're getting, that is definitely his nickname, but the reason you're getting is not the reason. Because no one thinks, when they think clean cut preppy, no one thinks Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
I don't know anything about Myrtle Beach.
Well,
so
I know it's not a good
that,
nickname. That's what I know.
It doesn't even make sense.
That's what I thought, too. But so then they must not be giving me the real reason.
Yeah, there must
and
be
then
enough for another
if they're
reason.
Changing it to just Myrtle, that makes so much less sense and is so much more offensive.
Right.
That the kid of the gay parents, they're calling the boy Myrtle at school. Because he's, what, preppy looking?
Well,
and I'm like, oh, how funny, ha-ha. And then I get in my car and I'm like, should I be offended by the fact that the teachers have dubbed him Myrtle?
Maybe they
are now calling him Myrtle in regular conversation.
Maybe the teachers were talking and they're like, sorry, the mom was onto us. We had to give her the nickname. And she's like, you told her we call him Abomination Baby? And they're like, no, don't worry. I came up with something on the fly. I went with Myrtle Beach. She's like, wait, what?
It's the next thing I could think of.
I don't know why, so let's just stick with it.
But I think that he does look different than some of the other kids. Like, a lot of those kids, like, you know, you take him to one of those kid haircut places and they just buzz them, you know, they're all like buzzed and stuff.
I get rid of all them lice.
Yeah, I cut his hair and he's got his own little look. So he's got, I guess, more of a quote preppy look because of that, because he doesn't have that like buzzed haircut.
I think
he looks like a preppy kid because of that.
I'm not saying Myrtle Beach is like white trash. But I think
a little research here, and Myrtle Beach looks like a big S-hole.
Yes.
Like the water's all dirty.
That was his other nickname.
I guess the nickname for Myrtle Beach is Dirty Myrtle.
What?
Yeah.
He's so
one of the topics listed here when I'm doing a little research is, why is Myrtle Beach water brown?
Oh, man.
What the hell?
So what?
So you know what? A fitting nickname, Allie.
I thought he said it was because he's clean cut.
So
he wears collared shirts.
Then Allie goes, well, it's probably because he's a clean cut kid.
That's
in collared
what they
shirts.
Told me.
But there's nothing. Omar, in your research about Myrtle Beach, is there anything there about it being a clean cut?
Preppy
place?
Nope, nothing like that. No, they have an annual mud run.
Yes, yeah.
Ron Alley Show. Soundtrack to Southern California all summer. Some Chili Peppers for you. And this weekend, Cali Vibes, Kid Cudi, Dirty Head, Slightly Stupid, Ludacris, Cypress Hill. And the list goes on and on. There's the complete lineup for those of you that are watching along on YouTube right now because we're streaming there. Just go to K-Rock's YouTube. You can see what it looks like inside this windowless studio. The public was never supposed to see this show, but here you are, an opportunity to eavesdrop in on what's happening here, and we got tickets for this. Not just one day, but both days, and VIP access to K-Rock's exclusive viewing area. Mm-hmm. All we're asking from you is, what is the dumbest thing you did while you were high?
It's so hard to narrow that down. Because I've done so many dumb things in so many different contexts.
There's different levels of dumb, and I think that sometimes the funniest level of dumb while high is just the most obvious thing that you could not do or that you forgot to do, or even just things like ordering yourself food and then realizing, because I've done this more than a few times, usually while high, I order food, I'm so excited, and then I've sent it to a completely different address. Like, I sent it to work when I'm at home.
Yeah, but you would do that sober, wouldn't you?
I've done, that is the maybe the most frustrating part about it, is to think to myself, man, that was stupid, and then also, wait a minute, I'm not even high.
Yeah, but if you're like Omar, who got lost in a box truck when he was high.
That's something you probably couldn't do if you were not high.
Yes.
So we'll take your stories now, and then we will give you something good to do while high, because you'll be at Cali Vibes this weekend, VIP style, in Long Beach. So let's go ahead and say hello to Jeremy, as we kick things off. Good morning, Jeremy. What is the dumbest thing you did while high? And by the way, for the Molly mom, who is still probably listening to the show, even though she complained, think of this as one giant public service announcement about why you should be very careful when you get high so you don't end up doing dumb things as well. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, what's up? Big fan. The dumbest thing that I did, I could say, I guess, was I went to eat some cereal and I put everything away and I put the box back in the fridge.
You put the cereal box in the fridge.
Yeah.
That's much better than the alternative, which I have done as well, where I put the milk in the actual cabinet.
Oh, I thought you were going to put the milk into the box.
No, no.
Should
no,
be delicious.
But the day is young, Allie. The day is young.
Sometimes you stumble into a great idea.
That's right.
And sometimes you realize cereal's better in the fridge.
Yeah. We did have a guy that did call, and I believe they told us that they keep their Frosted Flakes in the freezer, and it makes the entire Frosted Flake experience so much more delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know that the putting things in the weird places is something that does happen a lot when high. So
yeah.
Put the cereal box put the cereal box in the fridge. The next day you just go in there, you're like, why do I have Fruit Loops in the fruit drawer?
But what a genius idea.
But kind of also am I a genius.
With me, I would always attempt to cook because I was always so cheap and I would never wanted to order anything. But then I would forget I was cooking. And I remember I was in my friend's place. We had started making chicken. We'd put it in the oven, walked away, went in my room, got more high, and then before I knew it, the fire department was knocking on the door.
Ah.
And they were like, someone reported that there's a fire here and your smoke alarm started going off, and we were like, what? And then there was a fire in our kitchen. We didn't even know. And then we opened the oven, and it was just these little charred black nuggets of what used to be chicken.
Oh, man.
And I took a bite still.
Yeah, bet you still ate them. You're not going to waste those.
Yeah, eats it.
Yeah, Jake eats
like,
it.
I was like, try it.
Katie, dumbest thing you did while high could result in you winning some tickets to Cali Vibes this weekend. What's up?
Yay. Hi. I'm sitting here right now, actually, in the live spot. So, first of all, I hate the wind. And roll up your windows if you're smoking in your car, because this is something I did all summer long. And then when I got back in my car to smoke like my normal everything. Oh, and also, by the way, this really helped me out because now I get to smoke inside my house, which is awesome, because when I was smoking, the wind lit my hair, like my little tiny hairs that fly in front of your face. The wind blew it, and then all of a sudden, fire everywhere. My little eyebrows, my eyelashes, everything singed. It's not so bad in the car. I have the video to prove it and everything. Luckily,
I'd like to see that video very much.
Yeah, that's a great video.
Do it while driving.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Let me just try to break through some of the many words you're saying right now because there's a lot of them. You lit your eyebrows and hair on fire while trying to smoke weed in your car?
Well, I was lighting the bowl on fire, and then when the hair, it blew in, it like into the bowl, I guess, or into the lighter, and then it singed and sparked like fire everywhere.
I like how she started the call by saying, "I hate wind."
I've always hated wind. And I'm very glad that I can smoke in my house now.
All right, fair enough.
Okay,
that is a dumb thing to do. But she also claims she did it all summer. So, did you light your face
multiple times?
Did you light your face and hair on fire multiple times?
I've only done it like 3 times.
That's so many times. But so, do you even have eyebrows left?
Yeah, honestly, my eyebrows are really good. My eyebrow lady compliments them all the time, but it's taken a lot of work.
I was really able to get those burns out.
All right, my skin graft lady says I look great. All right, hold on. That's Katie right there. She does sound like someone that does a lot of dumb things while high. Let's say hi to Gonzalo. Good morning. You're on K-Rock. How goes it, Gonzalo?
Hey, good morning, you guys. Ellie, my story's a little similar to yours. So I actually ate
They call you Myrtle Beach?
Shut up. That's my kid,
oh,
not me.
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead.
I had a 1,000-milligram edible, and I had a severe panic attack and ended up calling 911. Said I was having a heart attack.
Oh, you called 911 on yourself?
I called on myself and said I was dying, that I was having a heart attack.
It's funny because every once in a while these calls go viral. I don't know. Did yours ever make the rounds or no? Because I think once you call 911, those become public files, right? Anyone can listen. So have you tried to track down your 911 call on yourself?
No, but I ended up seeing the firemen in the hospital, and they were just dying laughing. They were like, dude, you were so high. Like, you have no idea, like, you know, what you were doing. I guess I was doing a robot in my room to that Devo song, Whip It.
I wonder, nothing wrong with
that.
That's
amazing.
I wonder how many times, I guess it would happen a lot, because how many times have we heard the calls? There was the famous one where the cop ate the weed brownies and called the police on himself.
Yeah.
He said time wasn't moving.
And then sometimes you get a high person that's like at a fast food place and is like, they're not giving me my nuggets.
Right, and then they jump through the window.
Yeah, that's funny.
I wonder how many times the authorities have to help people that are just too high. It seems like it's happening a lot.
But 1,000 milligrams is a lot for an edible.
Was that your intention, Gonzalo, or did you think
was
it said
an oopsie?
Did you think that said 10 milligrams or something?
It was actually a brownie, and I ended up eating like 3/4 of it, and took like 2 hours for it to hit, and I was high for like 10 hours.
Yeah, that's really tough. I remember eating an entire loaf of weed garlic bread when I was younger, and I didn't realize how strong it was, and I was high for 3 days straight. It was crazy. And I was like, I woke up just as high as when I went to bed. It was a weird feeling.
Charlie, we're talking about dumb things you did while high. You can consider this a public service announcement if you've got young ones listening on their way to their last few days of school. Or perhaps you could use this as inspiration for this weekend at Cali Vibes. What's up, Charlie?
Hi. So when infomercials were a thing, when people had regular TV, I was super high and ordered, you know what the Big Top Cupcake is?
The Big Top Cupcake?
Yeah, it's like, it literally looks like a big cupcake, but it's the bottom of a cupcake. And you make it into like a cake type of a thing.
Right.
And I ordered it from an infomercial. Super high. I overdrafted my account. Oh. Then I tried to call my bank to get it reversed, but then they said they were going to reverse it. So then I reordered the Big Top cupcake, and I didn't order it. And it was a huge freaking mess. I'm so pissed. I ended up not even getting my Big Top cupcake.
All right. So, this product, I kind of remember the infomercial for this thing. And it
the
was
Big Top
It
cupcake?
Was a comically large cup. It was basically, that was the idea, is that you had a, it was a cake, but it looked like a cupcake, but it was huge. So, of course, if you're high, I could.
You're like, I need it.
I need the Big Top cupcake. And you're like, but I don't have any money.
And then she overdrafted her account.
The amount of
but
calls,
then still tried to order it again.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb. That is pretty dumb.
That's amazing.
Let's say I can't
believe she never got it. That's a bummer. We should get it for her somehow.
I wonder if it exists anymore. Hey, Martha, let's go ahead and give you the final word here. We have to make some decisions because there's a lot of dumb things people did while high. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I accidentally got lost while I was super high and crossed across the border with a pound of dope on me and got caught up and did 4 years for it.
Oh, damn.
All right, so you were so high you got lost, ended up doing the worst thing you could possibly do when you have a pound of weed in the car, which is get lost and make a left turn to the border crossing.
No, I was walking. That's even worse.
So you were walking over the border, and they were like, hi, you're walking into Mexico, and you have a pound of weed?
No, hi, you're walking into the United States now. Yes, and they were like...
And they didn't believe the fact that you didn't, because you had a pound of weed on you. Why are they going to believe the fact that you didn't intend to walk over the border with it on you?
Hold on. Thank you for that. That one we can't say.
I love how they're like, what are you doing? She's just like, I'm lost. They're like, yeah, got it.
All right, listen. I've heard quite a few stories. No shortage of people on the phone. Full lines and full text line. We'll have to have a conversation now. Behind the scenes, if you're watching on YouTube, maybe you can watch this conversation take place. We battle it out. Try to maybe squeeze one more of you on before we decide who's getting these tickets. Cali Vibes this weekend. VIP tickets for both days, and we will give those away after this one from Depeche Mode on KROQ.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Heated debates happening here at K-Rock as we talked about all the dumb things you did while high. And we've decided overwhelmingly that whichever one of our listeners ordered the giant cupcake off of TV, not once but twice, forcing herself to completely overdraw her account.
Twice.
Two different times. Because, and Allie and I have been looking at this product, and I get it. Even right now, if I was high, I would order that in a heartbeat.
It's probably, it's like 25 times more cupcake.
25 times more cupcake. It was the giant cupcake. And she fell for it two different times. Something you would only do while high. A very stupid financial decision.
I didn't realize that it's like a silicone, like, bakeware set. Like, you can make your own giant cupcakes at home. I thought she was just buying a cupcake.
No, it's a giant cupcake. So, congratulations. She's just done some dumb stuff while high, but it resulted in her getting two tickets, VIP style, to Cali Vibes. There's scams happening all over the place as we get into summer officially. Scammers usually wait around for the holidays, but that is not necessarily the case. It's time for a very special summer edition of Bamboozled.
Bamboozled. A lot of people fall for the scam. And now they're just like, damn. Take your money, sucker, because you didn't know it was all a sham. And now you're just like, damn.
You know, scammers have summer goals, too.
Of course. They got their own summer bucket list. And listen to this, because If you've got a summer vacation planned and perhaps you're going to be staying at a hotel, specifically hotel, I don't know if they could pull the scam off at an Airbnb. Listen to this because in some ways it's genius, but also freaky that this is the kind of thing that I easily would fall for.
Pools are open, summer sports are kicking off, and many families are preparing for their summer vacations. But before you check into that hotel, our Rachel Bogle explains you'll want to check out these red flags to avoid giving a scammer all-inclusive access to your money and personal info.
I remember a while back when we did a hotel-themed bamboozle, we heard about a scam that was happening where people were getting menus slid under the door of their hotel room. And then they would come back and they'd be like, I'm hungry, room service is closed for the night, but I got this great pizza place that slid their menu under the door. And people would call the place and they would give credit card information or they would give Zelle. And the place never, pizzas never showed up.
The tragic thing is that the pizzas never showed up. The second tragic thing is that they were scammed.
Yeah. The most tragic thing is you go, I ordered this thing and gave this person money and they never came. And apparently they were like fake pizza places that were just sliding flyers under hotel room doors. And people were like, wow, must be legitimate. And that was a scam. This one is similar, Allie. And this is something that, if you're checking into a hotel, do not fall for this.
There's nothing better than closing your computer at work, knowing it's time for vacation.
She's right. That final close of the worktop computer, look, shutting it down. Mm. I'm going to disconnect for 1 week. I'm going to be on my own.
You can feel that fuzzy feeling in your chest just thinking about it.
You think that until your boss starts texting you 2 days into the vacation, and then you realize they can still connect with
you. Hey,
me.
Got a minute? No. I'm on vacation.
Except maybe that feeling when you finally open the door at your hotel or resort, realizing you don't have a care in the world for the next week.
So they slide that bill under your door on the last night.
Yeah, like, I know. Man. That quote, folio. Ugh. They call it folio.
Spent way too much money at this stupid trip.
But... the Better Business Bureau warns that is the moment scammers are waiting for to catch you with your guard down.
These sound effects are terrible.
I don't know what's happening. The person's getting attacked by a robot or something when they checked into the hotel. Is that the scam?
Scammers will impersonate the front desk and they'll call you saying, there's just a little incorrect information with your credit card. Can you please read us back those numbers? Hoping that you're just tired or just from traveling and just going to give them their number so you're... can go on with your vacation.
Think about that for a second. You're in your hotel room. You finally get in. You get a call from the front desk. Hey, just making sure you got in. Okay, great. Hey, we were just running your card for the incidentals, and it didn't work. So can you just read me the numbers again?
And you're like, fine, sure. I don't care.
I got to get on vacation.
I'm watching Forensic Files in my hotel room. Leave me alone.
And Mario Lopez yelling at me as to what movie I need to watch this week. So can you just tell me what? So yeah, of course, someone calls all pleasant from the front. Hey, it's the front desk calling.
But it is not the front desk at all. So you are just talking to a criminal.
Nicole Cordero with BBB of Eastern Carolina says they'll sometimes call
Myrtle Beach?
Late at
Myrtle
night.
Myrtle Beach. The asshole known as Myrtle Beach. What a scam. And that's why your son is named after that place.
Or right after you check in. To be safe, hang up and call the front desk directly.
Also, how hilarious.
That's way too many numbers for the front desk.
Yeah, the front desk is zero. That's all it is. No one's putting anything out.
Or that person is high.
Or that button on the phone that has the cartoon of the person answering, you know, the little cartoon
yeah,
button.
Yeah, with the, like, little hat on.
Yep.
Or just walk down to the lobby and speak to someone in person.
No, nope. I'd rather get scammed. I'm not going to the lobby.
I don't even care if the scammer says, look, I'm a scammer, but if you want to sort this out, you've got to walk to the lobby.
Dude, like, even if I ordered food and they're like, I can't get past the lobby, I'd be like, forget it.
Just keep it. I'll starve.
Another potential scam could be waiting for you on or under your door.
They have fake menus that they'll put under your door in the hotel.
I've seen those.
Yeah, this we talked
I've
about
I've seen
this.
Those. That's, I fell for that one, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm still waiting on pad thai 3 years later.
People get happened. These all the time here in Myrtle Beach, yes, too. Correct.
No
that's
way.
Happening. It's happening more in Myrtle Beach, yeah.
You see a lot of pizza. It's always like a pizza shop or something like that. Really convenient, really well-priced.
Exactly. So the convenience of it all is what is getting these people to call and place an order. It's a delivery order. It's a few bucks, and then no food will arrive. So
That is the worst.
It's the worst thing to happen in Myrtle Beach
since
the last
the
hour.
I agree. Who knew this show would be a theme show?
Yeah, what?
We will take a quick break. When we get back, a new hour can officially begin. The great Patrick Warburton, Putty from Seinfeld, Joe Swanson from Family Guy, The Tick. He's been in a ton of things, and he'll be in our studio coming up next hour here on KFC. All right, we get into a brand new hour of the show in a moment. First, let's take a look at what's going on in the world with your ADD news. Then the great Patrick Warburton will be in the studio, and we get you into Mumford & Sons at the Hollywood Bowl with your chance to win a signed banjo and a box for four people and a meet and greet with the band. Not bad. So let's get into all of that. But first, this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD news.
Unfortunately for Knicks fans, they are not in the NBA championship, but they did get close. They were just two wins away, and longtime fans felt like they finally had their moment coming. But nope, it is the Indiana Pacers and the OKC Thunder, and Game 1 starts tomorrow night. Now, the Knicks have already reacted by firing their head coach, Tom Thibodeau?
Yep.
Thibodeau? Despite the fact that he almost got them to the NBA championship. And there's a lot of opinion about this because I don't claim to know anything about basketball, but I feel like if you almost got them to the championship, you're doing pretty good. If you're going to fire and start from scratch, it seems like not a good decision.
Well, here's the thing. The Knicks were not in a great place before they brought that guy on, and he's done good things with the team.
Right,
but
so wouldn't you give him more of a, like next year maybe?
The series that just concluded with the Pacers, everyone feels was so poorly coached.
Like
there were so many bad decisions that were made, a lot of stupid turnover, just a lot of stupidity. And, you know, everyone in New York, it's like a tough city to be a sports team in because people love to get angry, I think, even more than they love to get
angry.
I'm
from New York!
That's right.
Yeah.
He gets it. So, yeah, that's, they need, someone
but,
needs,
but
they
people
need
said
heads,
that
heads
about Dan
roll.
Campbell when he was coaching the Lions at first. It was like, oh,
yeah.
You know,
well,
there were
Detroit.
Games that he
They're
lost.
They're much more accepting over there.
I guess
New York,
so.
You
but
screw
it's like
up.
He keeps almost getting there.
Almost.
And he's such a beloved coach, and he makes decisions that people go, oh my God, I can't believe they went for it and they didn't get it. And all they like his coaching decision literally cost them the game, but he's a risk taker.
It was a sloppy few games, and yes, they got a couple of wins, but the reality is they were like dead kind of DOA from when they arrived in that series. And by the way, Pacers are a very good team, but it should have been better than it was. A lot closer, yeah. And I think that when Timothy Chalamet is sitting a courtside at all the games and Ben Stiller and
it's too distracting.
And they don't want the coach there, then the coach is gone. He's out.
831 said the Nuggets firing their coach a week before the start of the playoffs was more of a shock to me. I don't know anything about any of this, but
stuff.
I feel like the firing, like, I think a coaching job is got to be one of the most anxiety-provoking. Like, there's so much pressure on you, and then even if you are successful, it doesn't secure your job. You could be fired at any moment.
And by the way,
you could be fired before the playoffs or after they're over.
Even if you have a five-year coaching contract,
it doesn't matter.
Mean anything. They can get rid of you after one season.
Like, wouldn't you think, I made the playoffs. Whew, my job is safe.
Mm. Nah, they expect
the
more.
Case.
New York expects more.
All right, baby name trends are ever-changing, and every year there's a new list of weird baby name trends. I think one of the last ones I saw was people naming their kids after guns. Trigger, Wesson, Shooter, etc. But this is big baby name news, Klein, because after years in the top spot, Olivia is no longer the most popular baby name, at least not in California. And it was sitting at number one since 2019.
Wow.
Klein, you were a part of this.
You were one of the people
who went with the most common girl name ever.
I tried to talk my wife out of it, and she said no. I claimed that this was going to be the name of my first daughter when she was in middle school, and I couldn't talk her out of it.
Her pick was different?
Because she said, I liked the name before it was popular. And I was like, yeah, but now it's too popular. And now exactly what I knew would happen, which is that my daughter Olivia is in a class with 9 other Olivias.
Yeah, I had, I think, 6 Allisons in my class.
Right.
There was a lot of them. But I also think I know a lot of girls who are like, I've known the baby name since I was a kid, and it's Liam. And it's like, well, that's also a hugely popular name. Like, that's just like a girl saying she loves horses. Like, yeah, everyone loves the name Liam and Olivia. Those are the names that everyone likes,
well,
obviously. But it's been unseated by Mia. That's the new number one.
Mia?
Mia,
M-I-A.
Oh,
Mia.
Oh, that's my daughter's name.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
man, I'm on trend.
We are on trend. It's funny because I just read somewhere that Leo, based on Leonardo DiCaprio, which was a name that was not anywhere near this list, is now, I think, the most popular, if not the most popular, boy name. And it's all these girls that grew up in middle school when Titanic was out that are now having kids.
If I can't have him, at least I can make him.
Right. So that's the, yep, that's going to be the name of my baby boy. And they've all stuck with it.
Well, in California, at least, it's still Liam at number one, Noah at number two, and then Mateo at number three.
Mateo?
Mateo, yeah.
Where's Myrtle Beach on that list?
Yeah,
nowhere.
Where's Myrtle Beach?
And you know what? Wesley is a great, solid name that's never too popular, but never unpopular.
That's is dumb.
They do release a lot of these baby name lists. I wish they would release the top nickname list, like Tiny, like all the top nicknames of the year, you know? just to get a sense of where you're at. Because you'd be like, hey, it's my nickname.
Do you think that maybe Olivia is a popular name because it's you can't really make fun of it?
No, I think everyone thinks it's like timeless and classic and beautiful. And I think that it's, you know, now you just go to any park and yell Olivia and watch what happens. You get trampled.
Same thing with Mia, too.
Yeah. Don't give the pedos ideas, Clyde.
Yeah, sorry, pedos. Don't listen to my advice. Do not run to a park.
Olivia!
Do not yell at me. Delete this part of the show.
What is proper workplace attire? It is a more confusing question than ever. And there's a post that has gotten millions of views and opened up this big conversation about what you should wear to work and what you shouldn't wear. In this video, this woman was going to work and she had worn a black long sleeve top with heeled shoes and jean shorts that went to like the middle of the thigh. They weren't like short shorts, but a lot of people were saying this is inappropriate. That's what she got from her boss when she got to work. They said not proper workplace attire. But I don't think anybody should be wearing shorts to work. I think it's weird to see people's legs.
Why do you care? What are you, the fashion police all of a sudden?
Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, I feel like I'm seeing someone in a bathing suit. It's like, it's just like, it's weird. When I see you wearing shorts, it's very jarring to me.
Well,
like,
you don't
your legs.
Yeah.
Like, I guess Jake does it all the time, so I don't think about it that much. Like, he's in jorts and sandals every day, and that's the uniform that he's established, so it's fine for him.
Never.
But if somebody's just randomly wearing shorts, you're like, what?
If you see a coworker that's not wearing what they normally wear to work in any sort of outside getup, it is a strange, even just seeing them in the real world, running into some person you only see in the halls here at K-Rock. All of a sudden, you see them at a Cheesecake Factory. What are they, makeup on and stuff? It's all weird.
But, like, one of the news guys was wearing shorts the other day, and I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I get it, summer, so you want to wear shorts, but shorts in the workplace just seems weird. But people are wearing, like, tube tops to...
Great.
You know, like crop tops to the workplace and stuff. Nobody knows anymore.
Because people got used to working at home. The fact that they're even around people again is a strange thing. We get into a brand new hour of the show right now, and it will be the greatest hour of your life because our in-studio guest, Patrick Warburton, joins us this hour here at K-Rock.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.